It's my pleasure for something you need every morning, your market report. I'd like to introduce the president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters from Washington, D.C., Janet Atkinson.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I have to say I'm thrilled to be here in my brand new suit. And I'd also have to say that he's right about the pillows. My family tells me I have a pillow problem. Well, you can change out pillows a lot easier than you can change a couch. So with that, I'm thrilled to be here today. Thank you for allowing us to address you. As president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, I couldn't, of course, represent a better group. I've been a part of the organization for over a decade, and you certainly have a few dozen members that are here on your behalf covering what is taking place here today, and they are thrilled to have that opportunity to do so. So I say thank you. Also, on that note, one of the things I want to share with you, as far as being a farm broadcaster, somebody who grew up on a farm in southern Missouri in the beef industry, it certainly is always helpful to have the relationships that I've had with the commodity groups. My relationship with corn prior to becoming a farm broadcaster was the feed bucket that was for my steer. So that's always been a great tie-in, and I've appreciated these relationships, as do my fellow farm broadcasters. We also appreciate you beyond our personal relationship with you that we have as farm broadcasters. We appreciate, of course, the food that you supply us every day of the week. On a personal side, I also want to say that, you know, you can take the country out of the farm boy, or you can take the farm out of the boy, but you can't, whether you can take the boy out of the farm or off the farm or out of the country, but you certainly can't take the farm out of the boy. And there is no better example of that than one of our fellow farm broadcasters who I'm sad to report has passed away. Jack Crowner passed away this week. Jack, of course, a farm broadcaster out of Kentucky. While his health recently has kept him close to home, he hasn't had the opportunity to come to the Commodity Classic for a few years. He certainly still had that passion for farm broadcasting within. I had the chance to visit with him last fall, and he was still very, very passionate about this industry that we all love so much. Jack was president of NAFB back in 1960 and Farm Broadcaster of the Year back in 1990. He was inducted into our NAFB Hall of Fame in 2004. So I share that with you. I know that Jack is certainly looking down over the rest of us, and his big booming voice will still have a presence there in heaven. Moving on to our markets now this morning. On the Chicago Board of Trade, we've got March corn 2 3/4 penny higher after the overnight session at 448. May up 2 1/4 at 454 and a half. December new crop 2 higher at 461. As for the soybean market, March up 12 3/4. That's at 1393 and a half. May up a dime at 1390. November up 2 1/4 at 1155 and a half penny. Moving over into the mercantile and the live cattle trade, February, $1.55 to the upside, $1.5005. April, up 2 cents, $1.4445. The March feeder cattle contract, up 12 cents, that's at $1.7182. April, up 12, $1.7340. Into your lean hog pit, April, up $1.20 at $1.0385. May, up 32 cents at $1.0925. And I have to change pages, but week, guys, I haven't forgotten about you either. This new technology, it's amazing how you can take it with you everywhere you go. As far as the Chicago Board of Trade, we've got March wheat 11 pennies higher at 593 and a quarter. May up 6 1/2 at 596 and 3/4 cents. Over into Kansas City, March up 6 1/2 at 668 and 3/4. May up 1 1/4 at 666 and 3/4. And the spring wheat contracts, March up 6 1/2 at 662. May up 5 3/4 cents at $6.49. And I don't want to leave you hanging without addressing the Dow, up 84 points at 16,357. There's your first morning, or at least this one this morning, the first one of the day. So thank you very much for the opportunity. Again, we appreciate our relationship with you guys and look forward to growing it even more in the future. Thank you.